Triple M, you're listening to Malloy, and Ross Noble is in studio with us right now.
We love it when you swing by. Great friend of the show. You have been a disrupting influence on occasion, and usually with the song Whisperer.
Yeah. Yes.
So you may have mentioned you've guessed it once,
yes,
which cut the whole segment off rather early. Today, you scuppered our first caller who had that suggestion.
Brothers in Arms, Dire Straits. Yeah.
And previously, you've made an observation about U2, which was the song of the day.
Vertigo.
The song, which was the song.
Yeah.
Vertigo. And you made an observation which no one had ever made before. Have you got the clip?
Yeah, yeah.
Unos, dos, tres, catorce.
Yeah.
That's not how you say four, is it? Des catorce.
What's that
name? Did he say that horse? I think that's what it was. He's counting them in and a Shetland pony. And he goes, that horse!
That's not what happened. I'm sure that's not what happened.
Well,
but you, I don't think anyone's ever pointed out. He's gone one, in what language?
Spanish, isn't it?
Spanish,
one,
I think,
two,
yeah.
three. 14.
14.
Yeah.
And he's been getting away with it for all these years.
Yes. And it's about time somebody called Bono to account.
That's right.
That's what I'm
saying. So you've done a deep dive on U2 and come up with a statistical anomaly. Mm. It's not maths. It's not right. No one's ever done that in the history of music.
And I'm not really a massive U2 fan, to be honest.
Okay.
I mean, I like them. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Who doesn't like U2?
Sure.
They're on. You think, I'll sing along.
Yeah. Bono's a good character, isn't
Bono.
He?
Bono.
Oh, he loves
it's
it.
Bono. It's Bono.
But he's saving the world.
He's
out
the
there.
World. Do you say Bono or Bono?
Bono. I think that's what I said.
French cousin, Bono.
Bonjour, Bono.
As in Richie Bono.
Exactly. Was he Richie Bono?
Was Richie? It could have been.
He used to wear them big sunglasses when he was doing the
thing. That's right.
Okay, Richie.
Used to do songs live from, remember, what was the first U2 song he did? They did on a ferry. Something they did. They were on a ferry.
Is that
right.
Is
it off Sunday, Bloody Sunday?
Like Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash live at Folsom Prison.
Nah.
U2 on a ferry. Brilliant album.
Just going past. You can only make out some of the song as he went. But if you're not going to take it seriously, they did a song on a pontoon.
You are right.
Moored off.
You are right. I'm trying to think who it was. I know Sex Pistols did that as well.
On a pontoon.
Yes, or a boat or a barge. Moored off an island. And
we'll find
someone
out.
On a barge.
We'll find out.
Anyway, I like their work, you two. They've been in a bit of trouble over the years. Remember, they got in a lot of trouble when their song was automatically
downloaded on iTunes. Yeah, the whole album.
The whole album appeared, didn't it?
And people complained they were getting something for free.
Yeah, free album.
But there again, though, if you're into the Celine Dion, and he comes up with his barge-based rock. You don't want that, do you?
What if Celine Dion came up? We've got a Celine Dion bit here that I think would be a great car alarm.
Oh, go on.
We'll do it in the next break. Right. He can only do one thing at a time.
Fair.
You
got it.
So this is when
Celine
it's
Dion.
Quite shocking in this big car.
When that comes out of nowhere, just sneak up on him, Dave.
Yeah,
play that when he's not listening. Yeah. By the way, the song was Gloria. Gloria by U2
was
sung on a barge.
Was that what?
Do I win a prize?
There's a great joke by Frankie Howard where Frankie Howard gives. This shows you how old how old the joke is. He's going to a gig on a barge. It's a sewage barge, and they get to the first lock, and the lock keeper goes, "Who's on board?" He says, 4 tons of shit and a comic called Frankie Howard. And then he gets to the next lock. He goes, what's on board? He goes, 4 tons of shit and a comic called Frankie Howard. And he says, at the next lock, he said, I turned to the barge keeper. I said, can I, one thing? He says, is it the smell? He goes, no, at the next lock, can I be top of the bill? Excellent. Frankie Howard. There we go.
Frankie Howard. Explain a bit of Frankie Howard to those Northern English comedians.
He was a fellow that, such a face. Oh, madam. No, nay.
He was from Carry On
all
films.
The Carry On
right.
films.
I think he's the guy who famously in one of the Carry Ons was parachuting and landed on a church spire that went up his anus.
Okay.
And the look on his face was just,
well, you're
No. I'm pretty sure
we've all been there.
We've all been there. Do you or do you not have any more?
I do, yes. YouTube, what? YouTube.
YouTube, yes.
So this song, right, it's the Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Yes.
Right? Now, I maintain that when you listen to it carefully, I maintain that when they recorded it, Bono did not know, he didn't know what song they were singing, right? So listen very carefully. Just play this.
I'll play it. Sunday Bloody Sunday. Here it is.
Right. They're playing. Ah, oh, Jesus. What song's this now, Edge? I don't know what song it is. Is it? Oh, hang on. Is this Sunday Bloody Sunday? I think. Is it?
Yeah.
Yep. That's what it does. He doesn't have a clue.
He's asking the guy who's got the set list.
Is that what we're doing now then? Yep. Or he goes, the other option is that he doesn't know when to start singing. So
let's repeat it again.
Doesn't know when to start singing.
Oh,
Jesus, I don't know. I don't know when I'm supposed to. Can you just shout, yep, when you want me to sing? If you can just shout, yep, I'll be ready. I'll be ready. Okay, and when it...
Yeah.
Okay, here we go then. And then, as if that's not enough.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
As if that's not enough, right? Mm-hmm. Later on in the song, right? Now, Bloody Sunday, terrible event in Irish history.
Terrible history.
Terrible event. Yes. But who knew there was a clown car? you see he's on a barge. Bono recorded this song and a clown car drove.
Wow.
Just listen.
Isn't it the same song?
This is exactly the same song later on. And now I don't know. Now, let's just establish first that there is definitely a clown car either in the studio or they're in a clown car. Just play.
All right, let's have a
look. Here we go. Here it comes. They're playing away. Yeah. Oh, here comes Coco driving in. Get ready. There. Can we imagine? There's definitely a.
I think it was a cowbell. What are you saying? It's
a... I mean, you might not be able to hear it too. I don't know if you know people might not have headphones on. Can we just play the enhanced?
Okay,
let's turn it up.
We'll twiddle a couple of knobs.
This is the enhanced version.
Yeah, all right.
I might have enhanced it a little bit, but just there it is.
Oh, wow. All right, Ross.
Jesus, I can't believe it.
You've established once again that Bono is up to no good. Can you hang around, please?
All right, more with Ross Noble coming up. It is, and Ross Noble is in studio right now. By the way, the Unnatural History Show, Ross has made a 6-part nature documentary where all the animals are mythical. Whitney and I are in the office today watching it and loving
it. Is it historically accurate, Ross? Is it
100%? If the historical facts are only in my head, 100%.
Would David Attenborough, if he saw it, would he ring you up and go, well done, Ross, that's no one saw that coming?
I think David Attenborough would be furious. He'd be furious that I beat him to animals. Because he's spent all his time, he's out in the wild, he's trying to research the animals, they set all the stuff up. Whereas what I did was invent the creatures, get a special effects team to build the creatures.
Yeah.
And then you can say anything you want about them.
He would have made a 10,000 documentaries, and it never occurred to him to just make it up.
Make it up.
Mythical.
Have you got a slice of action?
So this is a viewer writing with a question. This is episode 4. Have a listen.
If somebody were to take a winged horse and surgically remove its wings, could you still claim it was a winged horse? I'm thinking of making a purchase, but I could just be buying a horse with a lumpy back. Should I buy the horse knowing that it is a winged horse, or should I just walk away?
Yes.
Thanks. That's great advice.
Oh, yeah. So my co-host is a demon.
Yeah.
She's a demon who...
She talks like this.
Yeah, cool. And she hates me. So every time I try and ask her any questions, she basically thinks I'm human scum. It's one of those things where if you like nature shows and you like Doctor Who, it's for you.
Oh, it's perfect.
If you don't, I'd give it a wide berth if I was you. It's called The Unnatural History Show.
What type of winged horse? Like a Shetland? Or is there a Palomino? Is there any specific... Oh,
that's always the question with you, with your classic Pegasus.
Mm. Classic Pegasus.
Big white horse, massive wings.
Mm. But bird nose. Was that too close? That's Pegasus.
Icarus, you're thinking of.
I'm thinking of Icarus.
Icarus. If only Icarus had rode Pegasus. His wax wings would have melted. And then you've got, I'm not bothered.
You're not bothered.
I've got my winged horse. underneath. Could you imagine the things that I know? Like people see the winged horse, they see Pegasus, they think, "Wow, what a majestic thing!" Right? Mm. You know what it's like when a bird poos on you.
Yes.
Right? Sure. Could you imagine if there's a wing?
That's a lot of mess.
Could you imagine that?
From that height?
Oh my god! You'd, yeah,
knock you out.
Especially if it was, because sometimes you're quite solid, can't it? Because you know when you watch a horse and it poos from like, usually, it's always my favourite thing. You know when the queens. You know, the Queen's guards and all that, and they're all there, and the tail just comes up, and you're like, aye, aye, God bless you, your majesty, and you just hear the thum, 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 thum. That's the, you know what, I'm surprised.
I'm sure Prince Philip's done it. Occasion. You just, it can't be confirmed, but I'm sure he has done exactly the same thing.
I imagine in his later years that Prince Philip would just, I think he would just emit dust. Do you know what I mean? I think he would just drop his trousers.
Pull his finger. And like talcum powder.
Yeah. Like somebody, like somebody's called up a genie.
You know, knew we'd end up here somehow.
God rest his soul.
Famous horses, mythological horses, Pegasus, Icarus. You was a minotaur. No,
he was a man. He was a man.
He was.
Icarus.
Don't be silly.
He was a man who...
He was a horse.
You're listening to mixed mythology.
Don't take him on with mythical creatures.
Mixed mythology on Triple M, all the M's.
He's a dick then.
He was a fella, wasn't he? He was a bloke who... He created wax
wasn't
wings.
There a horse that flew too close to the sun?
No, that was a man. It was Icarus and
he wasn't riding a horse?
Thickius? Thick was that his name? Thickius? No, sure? I don't think there was horses involved. I could be wrong.
I feel like there was a horse involved.
I think he made wax wings and he tried to fly, and then he flew too close to the sun and the wax melted and then all the feathers fell off and he was...
We've seen you as a minotaur.
Yes, I have I do have a
mythical.
Very... Mr. Red.
Give us a call, 133-533. Was Icarus a horse or a man? Because I'm pretty good at this stuff.
Right. In Greek mythology, Icarus was the sun.
Oh, here we go. Oh, Dave will have the answer. I guess he's on Wikipedia.
Hang on.
Guess he's just Googled.
You know what we should do? Why don't we ask Bono? Can you play? Bono?
Yeah, okay, let's find out.
Do you reckon he'll know? I just want to ask you, was Icarus a man? That's all we want to know.
All right.
Can you just tell us, Bono, was Icarus a man? That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
When we come back, we'll come back and we'll take some calls on this because...
Ring in. Because... Set us straight. Icarus. Icarus talk. Ross Noble's with us. It's Malloy, Triple M. Oh, man. Opened up a can of worms here. This is Malloy on Triple M with Ross Noble in studio as well.
Ross, and we were talking about your natural history show.
Yes.
And I'm rarely wrong on these occasions and rarely corrected by the Triple M audience. But you've enlightened me. I've always thought Icarus was a horse.
And then it
flew too close to the sun.
Blew it out the water.
Well, there's been a controversy, and there's still, I don't think it's decided.
Mm.
Okay.
But everyone is weighing in or wants to be part of the Icarus chat.
They want to get on board.
Yeah. So you're suggesting Pegasus was a horse with wings?
Pegasus was a horse with wings. Icarus was a man who flew with waxy wings.
He wasn't a horse.
He built the waxy wings.
Not even a minotaur.
No, I don't think so.
He had no connection to equine.
He wasn't. He was a minotaur on a hang glider. Couldn't even hang on.
Peter's on the line. Peter, are you a learned man? Do you know the answer to this question?
I know every bloody thing, mate. So Ross is very, very right. And Mr. Malloy, Mickey boy, you are very, very wrong.
And what's your bona fides on this one? What makes you...
Well, I say so. That'll do. But I am a retired history teacher, so yes.
Okay.
And Ross has got it right. Icarus and Dadlius were imprisoned in the labyrinth. Oh. Icarus flew too close to the sun, melted his wings. The rest is history.
So what happened to the horse?
Mate, there ain't no horse. You've got to get it out of your mind.
All right, Peter. Settle down.
Peter's filthied up.
All right. Thanks for the call. Rob's on the line. Rob, what kind of man was Icarus?
Mate, he was a very stupid man.
Why was he stupid?
But a man nonetheless. Thought he could make wings with feathers and wax and fly up to the sun. But in fact, something that the other guy, the history teacher, didn't mention was, as he took off that morning, his wife did say to him, "I've got a very bad feeling about this."
It didn't wait up for him. Hey, do give Dave.
Case of Brick Lane for you, Rob.
She was probably going, "Oi, where's all my scented candles?" And as he was flying to the sun, he's thinking, "Oh God, I'm going to die!" But sandalwood.
You know, Icarus is a backpacking back and crack wax, but the wings. Oh, was it too, that? Was he's it? Used that stuff.
Is that was the wax that he
he's
used?
He's built
was
a
it?
couple of wings. So I don't think that's his.
He covered his body. He covered his whole body, and then he flapped.
He flapped away,
and then he got close, and then he died, but he was smooth.
He died, as we all would want to, smooth and well shaved. Len, you have more details on Icarus.
Yeah, mate. And first of all, there was a history teacher on. If you had been my history teacher, I would have done a whole lot better in high school. But Icarus, yeah, son of, I thought, Daedalus. And yes, he did make wings with wax and feathers. Flew too close to the sun, fell, died, all of the rest. Mm. But the flaw in his plan, he should have gone at night.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. That's interesting. But the sun's still the sun. Like, even at night, it would still be hot. Wouldn't it?
Well,
sun's a star. I don't know if you know this. I've got a star named after me.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Because I've long had this.
Yeah, go for it. Like, the sun doesn't turn itself off. It's not like a clap on, clap off sun.
So what you're saying, so like he had to fly. So if it was at night, he would have had to have flown around the curvature of the Earth.
Yes, that's right.
And then to the sun. He's made work for himself.
He's sneak attack. He'd be flapping. He'd be tired. he wouldn't say because he wouldn't have got there. We spent so much time getting around the backside of the Earth.
Yeah. Mm. You know who we need for this? Richard Branson. He's been up there. Richard, what did you... How was your first flight? How was your first flight up to space? I saw a bloke covered in wax.
my wings fell off.
I couldn't believe it. I've often postulated this, and I know there's not time to ring people for people to ring in, but what happens if you put a werewolf on the moon?
Oh, my God. You have just done my head in.
Well,
you would never stop howling.
No.
Exactly. Is he constantly a werewolf? Or
only when it's full.
It's worth...
Well, so if he went around the dark side, he'd be fine. He would get some sleep. But if he was on the...
Ah. So if a werewolf was on the moon and he met Icarus coming towards the sun...
All right. We get the idea. Adam's on the line. Adam, what do you got for us, buddy?
Well, Ross should know this, being as he's from Merry Old. The gospel written by Iron Maiden, Flight of Icarus.
Oh, and because that was all factual too. Mm. Now, what did they have on the what was their cover art?
Derek Riggs.
Well, anything Iron Maiden had brilliant cover art.
Yeah, Derek Riggs was the guy that did Iron Maiden stuff.
What did he draw? A man with wax wings? Or?
And anything sung by Bruce Dickinson has got to be gospel.
All right, I'm getting wound up here. I can't believe it. We're talking Icarus on Triple M, and they're saying you've got to stop it.
For what? For real news?
For real news.
How dare they?
Sorry, Rob, we didn't get to you. Who wants to say Mr. Ed was one of the great mythological horses?
Hello.
And Carl, who said he's been listening to the Triple M for many years, just waiting for Icarus to come up. Thank you, guys.
This is Malloy.